This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The Democratic governor and the Republican-led legislature are butting heads about the Department of Environmental Quality, the DEQ. Like her predecessors, Gretchen Whitmer wants to restructure the DEQ in order to tackle her priorities such as clean water and climate change. Republicans are angry about the changes because it would eliminate some DEQ rules and permit review boards the last legislature and Governor Snyder put in place. Joining us now is Zach Gorchow, editor of Gongwer News Service, and Jim Malowitz, who reports on environmental issues for Bridge Magazine. So tell me about this. Governors Engler, Granholm, and Snyder, they've all made departmental changes. Why is this different?
Well, I think there's a couple factors. One is it involves some boards that were put into law just really 6-7 months ago, so it's still pretty fresh. Number two, you know, unlike most of those governors, with the exception of Granholm early on, Gretchen Whitmer's facing a unified legislature of the opposite party. So John Engler never had to worry about an executive order really getting overturned because he always had the Republican Senate to back him up. Rick Snyder had the whole legislature on his side. And at least for her second term, Jennifer Granholm had at least the House with her, too.
So why is Governor Whitmer doing this?
Well, this is Jim. Well, she's done this because she's saying that the current setup at the DEQ is not responsive enough to the public, and she wants to change the priorities. In the past, the DEQ had in its mission statement, you know, beyond protecting the environment and the state's natural resources, also protecting the economy to some extent. And this is really about her almost rewriting the mission statement of this new agency. And also she's saying that this new agency, which would also combine energy regulators as well, the Agency for Energy's duties, would also help the state tackle climate, that it would be more streamlined here, and also add an element look out for environmental justice as well. So she's really trying to change the mission of the agency, and she's saying that she's trying to make it more responsive to the public.
So what are the Republicans most angry about here?
This is Zach. They are upset at the abolition in particular of something called the Environmental Permit Review Committee and the Environmental Rules Review Committee. These were committees that the Republican-led legislature passed and Governor Snyder signed to really almost take over in a lot of ways the regulatory function of the DEQ as far as issuing new regulations. No longer can the DEQ simply issue proposed regulations and essentially have total control of that process. Instead, these proposed regulations would have to go through this committee, which, according to my math, could slow the rulemaking process down by 2 years. Now, eventually, the rules could still be implemented if the governor decided to do it, but it really could slow it down and puts a number of people in the regulated industries on the committee to oversee them.
Who's on these review panels?
In the statute, it lists that the panelists have to come from a certain specific industries and also a couple representing the general public. So there's a couple slots representing the general public. It's whoever the governor appoints there. Also a local health official, conservation group, environmental group. But then there's also a bunch of slots representing various industries, whether it's a waste management to oil and gas and manufacturing and the Farm Bureau. So there's this argument from some of the Democrats and environmentalists that it's basically stacked to favor industry.
Yeah, just in that list you made, I'm doing the numbers. It sounds industry heavy.
It is, and so there's some nuanced arguments going on there where Democrats are saying it's industry heavy and they could shape the rules, whereas Republicans are trying to argue that maybe no two industries always will agree. So there's a few different arguments there, and they're saying there's no real majority on the board.
And Lester, Zach, again, the reason that the Republicans are so upset is they have been upset with the DEQ for really decades, even under Governor Snyder, feeling like it was tilted against their allies in business and industry, and these committees were a way to try to regain some type or at least level the playing field in their view. Of course, you know, as Jim was saying, environmentalists and others say that you are, in effect, giving those the DEQ regulates authority over the regulations.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because let's just take water, for example, because that's one of the things the governor is kind of saying we need to more concentrate on this issue. We're seeing a growing issue of water contamination. We've seen recently the advent of PFAS chemicals popping up in places we had no idea it was. We've had PCBs, dioxin, mercury, pesticides, agricultural fertilizers. If the DEQ is being so overzealous, as some Republicans are saying, why are we finding these pollutants in our fish and in our rivers and in our drinking water?
Well, that's a really good question, and that just sort of gets to the heart of the debate, and it comes as Republicans have made several moves just last session during the lame duck to try to slow down to some extent DEQ rulemaking on toxic chemical cleanups and so forth. And so there's really just a differing of opinion, I guess, on what it means to be a harsh regulator, and a lot of times too the Republicans who have pushed these panels and are supporting them now have talked about private property rights. You hear a lot of rhetoric about what the DEQ is doing in the Upper Peninsula, for instance, in keeping a lowly property owner from building on his property in a wetland.
So, right. That's what former Senator Tom Casperson argued a lot. Yeah.
Right. And so there's a wide variety of activities you could point to in these debates, a lot that the DEQ regulates. So it's kind of hard to say one way or the other, but it's also a question of values.
I guess the bottom line question here is this the end of any pretense of bipartisanship between the governor's office and the legislature?
Well, it certainly suggests that could be the case, Lester. This is Zach again. The big question is, what happens now? So the Michigan House of Representatives rejected the executive order, so now it's in the hands of the Michigan Senate. If the Michigan Senate also rejects it, then the executive order is toast, and it's sort of back to the drawing board for the governor. But, there's now an opportunity to maybe try to devise some type of middle ground here. Now, the governor's made it very clear she's not going to withdraw the executive order. She's not going to back down. I think the way those panels were written, like I said, for the business lobby, tends to argue for government efficiency, but, it is a process that takes 2 years to play out, efficient. Is there a way that they can agree on revising these panels? That could be one path forward. But, the governor's also made it clear that she's prepared to try to go around the legislature and ask, and has asked the attorney general to issue an opinion on whether these panels violate federal environmental law. So she made it pretty clear the other day she's going to do what it takes to get this through. That said, there's still an opportunity for both sides to sort of step back and try to find a middle ground. So I'm not prepared to say that it's all over. We've reverted to typical partisan norms, but it is trending in that direction.
Zach Gorchel is editor of Gongwer News Service. Jim Alowitz covers the environment for Bridge Magazine. Hey, good to talk to you guys.
Thanks
so much.